Zimbabwe is facing a critical moment in light of a major crackdown. Book of Hope partners with locals to evangelize and disciple children, and there's an urgent need for Bibles in Cuba. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe is banned foreign travel by government critics, adding to a deepening crisis over President Robert Mugabe's crackdown. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp says this is similar to the crackdown of 2005. In fact, the situation soured so much that their partner fled Zimbabwe.
Our representative that was doing so much mission work, both in Zimbabwe and the surrounding countries, has had to flee the country finally after many death threats, threats to his family, a lack of any assistance from the government or from the police.
Sharp says they just sent a large shipment of Bible Pathway resources to Zimbabwe and the surrounding region. However,
we're trying to do the best we can right now to get Bibles in while the door is still open somewhat, but with the political unrest that the way the government is going, it could very easily close the doors down tomorrow to a lot of the materials that are going in.
Next, Central Sulawesi, Indonesia, has been a hotbed for sectarian violence. Despite that violence, the gospel will reach into areas never reached before. Back to the Bible International's Franz Silalahi, speaking from Indonesia, says they have all the approvals needed to go on the air in the world's largest Muslim nation.
Our main goal here is to reach the unreached people, especially for the tribes, the Wana people, and the second is the Mori people. There are more than 20,000 the Wana people live in the coast, and that's our first target.
This area has been the site of Muslim against Christian violence. Despite the hours it takes to get there, the station's making great progress.
We already have a studio and a tower already erected, but we're waiting for the transmitter from United States. And June, the transmitter will arrive in Indonesia.
Many don't have radios. Funding is needed to buy them. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the world calls children in many directions, Book of Hope calls them to Christ. In India, Easter is the start of Book of Hope's partnership with local Christian networks to reach children through the broadcast of the Godman film. Thousands will host showings of the film in their homes as an outreach ministry. Book of Hope's Chad Causey.
What we want to do is mobilize local believers, someone who lives right down the street from you, who invites you to their home, who invites you into their life to share Christ with you, and then doesn't go anywhere. They're living right there, and when you have more questions, you know right where to find them. You've been in their home. You've been to their church. You know where they live.
With friction between Christians and unbelievers in India, Causey says small group showings are the best approach to evangelism.
Ministry has to be done that way. It honors Christ, and it's fruitful, and it doesn't put your partners in as much jeopardy.
Pray that many children will come to Christ this Easter. Meanwhile, Sat7 PARS is growing fast. The program lineup includes a specific series for children. Locally produced programs focus on family relationships and biblical teaching. With the Iranian New Year coming up, the PARS team is busy planning a number of specials and testimonial programs that will air during that important Iranian holiday. Pray for the team producing these programs that viewers will find the shows that will meet their spiritual and emotional needs. And finally, Cubans need Bibles they can relate to. The gospel's spreading fast in Cuba, but their Bibles use outdated language. That's why World Bible Translation Center's raising funds for their Urgent Need Cuban Bible Project. They'll distribute the easy-to-read version that people are more likely to read and relate to. The ability to distribute the Bibles in Cuba may not last, so visit our website as soon as you can to donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bibles making available Woodrow Kroll book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact on their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.